Hello, my name is Charlie Moores from Off the Leash Podcasts, and you're about to listen to a shortcast from environmental journalist and highly experienced ecologist, Stuart Spray. As you'll hear, Stuart was, well, distinctly unimpressed and irritated by the goings-on at the G7 summit down in Carbis Bay last week.
According to the official G7 summit Twitter account, climate is at the heart of the G7 summit, where global leaders will show their commitment to fighting climate change. Boris Johnson immediately took the opportunity to show off his green credentials by flying to Cornwall instead of taking a more carbon-efficient option like the train. Although I recorded this on Friday, I can confidently predict that the mainstream media over the weekend was flooded with images of handshaking, smiley-faced politicians patting each other on the back after yet again promising to tackle climate change and halt biodiversity loss, before hopping on their private jets to whiz off home for more business as usual. After years of doing nothing, the run-up to the G7 summit and the forthcoming UN climate change conference in Glasgow later this year has seen our own government busy trying to generate positive headlines around its commitments to decarbonising the UK economy and reversing biodiversity loss. Unfortunately, Johnson and his ministers have a habit of saying one thing and doing another. It's a tactic I used very successfully to get my mum off my back when agreeing to tidy my room after school, knowing full well that I had no intention of following through with the promise. Back in January at the UN Biodiversity Summit, Johnson spoke enthusiastically about the need for urgent action on climate change and biodiversity loss, whilst at the same time his government was waving through a planning application for the first deep coal mine in the UK for 30 years. When operational, the Cumbria mine will be responsible for a staggering 9 million tonnes of CO2 entering the atmosphere every year until 2050. It took a public backlash and condemnation by several eminent climate change scientists to force Robert Jenrick, the communities and local government minister, to call in Cumbria County Council's decision. 3 months later, and the planning application is still under review. On the other side of the country, the government continues to subsidise Drax Power Station to the tune of £2.1 million a day to generate electricity from wood pellets sourced from biodiverse forests in the southern states of the US. Burning trees generates 150 times more CO2 than burning coal, and the trees planted to replace those burnt will take 80-odd years to recapture the carbon lost. How great would it be if those funds were redirected to developing truly renewable energy? In May, the Environment Minister, George Eustace, announced a suite of measures designed to increase biodiversity. The Times and The Independent faithfully reported proposals to establish a new species reintroduction task force and to reintroduce golden eagle to England. They conveniently failed to mention the systemic illegal killing of birds of prey by gamekeepers on driven grouse moors. It's all well and good reintroducing sexy species like eagles, but steps must be taken and resources allocated to eliminating the reason they disappeared in the first place. Eustace also announced plans to discuss the reintroduction of the beaver, another great headline. But the pros and cons of beaver reintroduction have been debated for years. The positive impacts that beavers have on biodiversity and how they contribute to flood defence are well documented. The time for discussion should be over. There are captive populations ready and waiting. All they have to do is remove the fences. In the same speech, a pledge was made to protect ancient trees and woodland. This, while the government is preparing to clear large tracts of said ancient trees and woodland to make way for the construction of 4,000 miles of road and to build, a target of 300,000 houses a year. According to the Woodland Trust, more than 1,200 ancient woodlands are currently under threat, mostly from inappropriate developments. And the government's plans to overhaul the planning system and cut the environmental red tape is not going to help. After promising categorically that the UK's wildlife laws would not be watered down after leaving the EU, the UK's habitat regulations are now, surprise, surprise, up for review. Or, as George Eustace put it, they will be refocused. I could go on, but my point is that these actions do not appear to be a government committed to tackling climate change and biodiversity loss. More like a government wanting to appear like it's taking action whilst kicking the proverbial can down the road. Enough talking. We need action now. But no matter how far away it seems, I believe there is light at the end of the tunnel. Whether you agree with their tactics or not, and for the record I do, organisations like Extinction Rebellion and the School Strike for Climate show that us civvies can make a difference if we get organised. 2 years ago, climate change was hardly mentioned in Parliament or by mainstream media. Now it's firmly on everyone's agenda. I don't think that's a coincidence. There is a real do-it-yourself attitude emerging. Whether it's Extinction Rebellion doggedly demonstrating outside the G7 summit, the various unofficial beaver reintroductions, or individuals taking Natural England to court over its dodgy dealings with HS2, the word on the ground is that enough is enough. Sooner or later, our government and others around the world will get the message. Let's hope it's not too late when they do.
For more great audio from campaigners, researchers, activists and authors, please subscribe to Off the Leash Podcasts by your favourite streaming platform.